Cindy came up with an excellent idea a few minutes ago. We're going to add to your list. We're going to come up with the assessed valuation at the end of the day, so you can look at that and then look back at your notes. And
appraise value?
I'm sorry, yes.
Appraise, okay.
Bad mood last Thursday when you're... On the second page, there are the Zenith properties. There to help you. How could a boat have passed 3 to 20?
That must be
an errant zero, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was 3 to 2. The fourth page. One bonnet.
Had a large crowd here that day.
Other Richard Bonnet, right at the bottom of that page, the 4 to 1, but there's 3 to 2 when you look at the individuals.
I can check on the first one to be sure how the vote was. I'll have to pull the original.
Well, the first one of Bonnet's, I mean, there's just an extra zero in there, it's 3 to 2. Not 3 to 20, in other words, it's just, that's apparent. But the one on the bottom, it shows a 3 to 2 vote when you look at the individual votes. But it says it passed 4 to 1.
Maybe we should stop putting in the passed by 4 to 1 or passed by 3 to 2 and just put actually how they voted.
I don't think so. I think that's an easy way for us to go through here and look for any obvious errors.
Okay.
I like it like that myself.
Well, to me, that if this is the way you want it, fine.
Thank you.
But if the vote is 5 to nothing, I don't know why you have to go through and put five individual names and all voting aye. If there's five members and the vote is 5-0, everybody voted aye.
It holds everybody accountable.
Nope.
We're going to keep that.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
But here where it doesn't jive, we need to know what was it 3-2 or 4-1? One of them is wrong.
Just the password. Thank you. Thank you. There's a password, and once you enter the password, it's there forever. When you're ever down here, it just runs the clock. And I guess we didn't get it to you.
And we better wait till there's a gap. We're all overdue on a call to this man.
I thought I've got on 60362.
60362?
Yeah. My the motion here says that we moved to delete the parcel. And I show that we added that parcel number.
Which one was it?
60362. It wasn't one on the list. It was one of the ones that we brought up. You know.
Actually, that's something that I'm going to talk to you about as well, because it wasn't just an issue of the parcel number being different. The assessor's office presented it to us with a change from... I think it was add to residential, which doesn't change the appraised, but it does change the assessed.
All we've been dealing with is the appraised, though.
But you also deal with whether it's res, ag, or commercial.
Right, right.
And it was changed from, I believe, agriculture to res, and that was not part of the motion. So the girls caught that, and we needed to bring it back to you anyway.
On that 0362?
0362.
Yeah. Well, I sure we added that parcel, and maybe I got my notes wrong.
No, you got it right. There was a dash where dot needed to be, so you had to delete one parcel and run the other one on this thing that's correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. The minutes just say we deleted it. It doesn't say anything about adding. So does that need to be changed?
We need to make a correction on it in the minutes, whenever we get ready to do that, if you want to.
Which number is that, Danny?
60362.
That was a request for residential writing.
Okay, and then if you go to...
No, it was a parcel number was wrong. It's just one that the assessor brought to us, and just wasn't it?
And then
if you go
to the very last one.
I think it's what he brought to us, yes.
070022, that's where then we added on to the wrong parcel number.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've taken it out and put it back in with the new parcel number. When we received the proofs from the assessor's office, it changed up from ag to res.
On the very last page,
so
the last one,
where
they added. I'm going to suggest here, because we have people that we've already committed to calling, that we defer this until we have a gap that we can go back and handle.
Well, we just received another cancellation, so you're going to have three gaps today.
Okay.
Well, let's make the phone call. I think you're right, Dr. Rose. Yeah.
What's the other cancellation?
11:30, James and Alma Dickey.
Dickie. Oh, right now? 60141 is what we're going to be calling on. 06. Oh, 60.
06, 0141. No, that's not right.
141.
That's not right at all.
Very first one of the
is that Abbott?
Yeah, that's our first call.
No. I'm sorry, that's 14.
141.
Okay.
Yeah. Abbott. That's it. That's what we're calling right. Someone said 50. I just can't.
County Board of Equalization.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
We're calling about your request for hearing and your return that your current assessed evaluation is $83,777. I'm sorry, that's your appraised value. That's for the record, and Bob Rose will take over. Sir, you are being recorded. And you are live on the internet.
Okay. Thank you.
Here, you're a radio star and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I guess we all are.
Oh, I was just concerned that this assessment and taxes went up 30% from last year.
Well, I wish that.
Increasing.
I wish that had happened to me. Because mine went up 42%. That's an incidental. I'm sorry. The point is that as we're looking at the material here of this, the last sales in Tanicomo Terrace, and there haven't been many, that's true.
No, but because I've been trying to sell mine for a year, and I can't sell it.
What price have you had on it?
Well, I thought I'd make some money off of it, and I started out at $100,000, and everybody laughed at me. I've come down now to $85,000, and I still can't sell it. I paid 70 for it. I never bought a piece of real estate in my life I lost money on, but
You think you're about ready to start, huh?
Well, I'm afraid I'm I just couldn't understand with the economy, with the real estate market value. The guy tells me that there's about 700 condos up there for sale. When I got this bill, I thought, man, there's got to be a mistake there.
Do you have any proof?
And, I just thought, well, it's not going to hurt to call and check it out and see, because to me that's just a little...
I hope you understand that we have to go on actual evidence of what something is sold, not what we think
well,
has
I
happened.
Well, a couple of years ago, I could have sold mine for $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
But then the way the economies went and everything, and I put mine up for sale. I know there's some of them that have, but there's... several of them that sold way under $100,000 up there, and that's when I decided I better be trying to sell mine if I was going to get out from under, because we don't use it anymore.
Now, we're charged by the law with setting the valuation of properties as of January 1st this year, not here in July.
Well, I know it, but they were still way down in July. I mean, in January, too.
Sir?
Started down last summer.
Sir, have you done any recent appraisals or anything like that? I mean, your property is valued at $83,000. Are you saying that's not? You're saying that's too
bad? I still think that's too high.
When did you buy your property at in 04?
I bought it 5 years ago.
Okay. Do you?
And, the property values did go up considerably, but then they've gone back down. That's the reason nobody's selling any out there. There's several places. There are about seven or eight of them out there for sale right now.
But you don't have it
up on the top floor. You have to walk up steps to get to it, which is the bottom of the mine.
Now, do you have a lake view there?
No, ours is on the back side at the top.
But you don't have a recent appraisal, or I mean, because what we have. As our point of reference is comparable sales from in 08 of one selling for $115,000, obviously a lot selling in the fall of 07 at $98,000 to $142,000, but yet yours is appraised at $82,000 or $83,000, I should say.
Well, of course, now those others have all gone in there and remodeled them, repainted them, put new appliances and everything in them. I haven't done anything to mine.
Okay.
That's one reason I can't sell it.
So do you have any, I guess from this one person, do you have any other evidence or any evidence that could help us?
Well, I don't know what it would be unless you just talk to the real estate people.
Well, no, appraisal. I mean, part of what we're asking people is to provide either a current appraisal or comparable sales that maybe we don't know about that would help justify us lowering your property value from $83,000 to $70,000?
Well, no, I really don't. I figure it's probably worth about $78,000, according to what the real estate people are telling me. That's all I've been offered.
But you're asking 85, right?
Well, I was, but looks like if I'm going to sell it, I'm going to have to continue to go down on it. By the time I pay the real estate people, I will lose
my money. Okay. All right. I'm all good, Dr. Rose, whatever anybody else.
Okay. Any other comments?
The only thing
we've gone through a number of these out there, and there's a general discontent, and we know that.
It's limited. You know, it's got to be people that's 55 and older. Now, that's another thing that's probably hindering it selling it, because you can't just have anybody go in there, you know. So you'd think that'd be an asset, but apparently it isn't, at least not in today's market.
All right. The board will consider your request, and you'll get your answer in writing within the next few days.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I wasn't aware that Tenacoma Terrace Hollister was 55 and over.
I didn't realize that either.
It's not, I don't believe.
You think?
To my knowledge.
Is.
Oh, is it? Because these aren't over here.
You don't ever see any younger people out there.
How in the world can they limit it to 55 and older? That would be illegal anyway.
Oh, Mr. Attorney.
If it's built.
We get a number of places around the country that way that have...
if it's built with that intent going in, I think... I was reading something on it one other time. That
the Del Webb places out in Arizona and that all have like 55 minimum.
I make a motion for denial.
Second
motion.
We have
a motion for denial, Danny.
And a second.
Second by Jim. All in favor, say aye.
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 The vote is 5-0 to deny this request. It's just...
when they ask more than what they're being appraised for, it... kind of confusing.
Okay, it's almost time. This one's been canceled.
What has been canceled?
Suddenly, it's been canceled.
Okay.
And so this next one is 9:30, a phone call to James Hughes in the 209.
Dr. Rose, we have somebody in the audience here that may want to move ahead if you've got a cancellation.
Excuse me.
Are you Mr. Cam? George?
Mr. Cam?
Yeah.
We can move you up if you're ready to make your presentation.
I told the girls back in the office that I look forward to this about as much as I do going to the dentist, so no offense, I hope, but...
Well, which one's more pleasant?
Yeah, kind of is a loaded question. I'd rather not answer that one. I guess this is my second hearing, and I guess what I would like to do is probably go over the house at 395 West Rockford.
Which number are we looking at?
Okay. 391 or 395?
395. I had requested the worksheet from the county or from the county's assessor's office, and because I'd questioned the square footage that he had down.
Hold on one second before you start. Is this lot two or lot one?
No, it'd be lot two.
Lot two.
Lot two we're talking about.
Okay,
now.
So it's 0015.
The address would be 395.
395, gotcha. Thank
but
you.
Both of these are listed as 391.
No.
That's mailing address.
Go to 0015 as the BOE number, sir.
Oh, okay. No, I got that.
Okay.
Lot four and lot two, okay.
That's his mailing address.
Gotcha.
So we're talking about the one lot two.
Two.
Gotcha.
I guess I would still question the square footage, and after receiving the worksheet, I understand how they came up with theirs, but I went back and could we go to the next slide? Next, please. There. That is the worksheet from the county. And then the next slide, I went over and actually took the physical measurements myself because I put them on a program that I have on my computer. I did not draw the garage in because I guess the garage would, I don't know how, I know that's a percentage and I didn't put that in there. But I understand where the county assessor's office came up with their measurements because they round to the nearest foot. Those measurements actually show the actual measurements of the property. There seems to be a difference of about 117 square feet using the actual measurements versus using the county's rounded up measurements. I really don't know if there's anything that can be done about that. I guess when I first saw that, I thought to myself, why is there such a difference in that? I have talked to a couple of realtors about this, and both realtors representing two different companies said, I asked them if I could use the assessor's numbers as far as the square footage when I go to sell that house. And they said, if you know that there's a difference, then you could be held in contempt, or you could be held in contempt, I guess, if you know that the actual measurements are different than what the counties are. If I was to advertise the house as 2,802 square feet, which the county has, and I know from the physical measurements that it's only 2,685, if I was to advertise it at 2,802, that I could be sued for liable, I guess. So I guess on that house I would ask that the square footage may be changed to the 2,685.
Jim?
Mr. Strahan?
If we do that on this house, it'd be the only house we ever got down to measure in inches and half inches. We round up on every measurement or down. Now, we use the term round up. If it comes out to 5 inches, we round down. If it comes up to 7 inches, we round up. So, I mean, that's just the way we measure houses and how we've been instructed to. If we get down to the actual inch, then we've got a constant argument on which borderline should we have measured to, and creates quite a problem of going back. And where we can measure a house in 10 minutes rounding, it would take us 45 minutes to raise it down to the inch. I mean, it's mathematical calculations that we use on every property.
Okay. Bob, what about his comment that he could be held liable?
Liable. I think he said in contempt. Liable.
Liable is what I meant.
It certainly would not be contempt.
To be liable.
It could be false advertising, I assume. Mm-hmm. But I would think that if a person had a document which said county recognizes this is so many square feet, I can't say you could be held liable for anything.
The listing form that realtors use has a place on there for square footage, and it says where obtained, either from appraiser, from the owner, from the county, or whatever. And as long as you put on there where you got that square footage, that's all that matters.
Okay. Now, the two people I talked to differed on that for the simple fact that they said that you know that there's a difference. So that it would be the same as falsifying.
Your opinion is the difference. You know, it's your opinion. The assessor has one opinion. You have an opinion. So it's not a fact. You know, it's based on opinion. You know, and as long as you put which measurement you're using, then that's considered legal on a realtor's form.
Problem with Kenny just advised me that this is actually in our what we call Kenny calls the Bible. It's an assessor's manual on how to measure, and it don't go by inches, it goes by tenths. and we round up and down from that half tenth moment.
Mr. Cam, let's say that what one of these a rental and you're living in the other one?
This is the rental, yes.
This is the rental. If you were to sell it, for whatever reason you decided to sell it, what would you ask for it?
Probably the appraisal price.
Which would be $284,000.
No, it's $241,000, I believe.
Well, that's just the improvement. That doesn't count the land. Your total appraisal is $284,000.
I believe that's on 391.
Yeah, the other one's $224,000. The one we're talking about, I think, is $224,000. Appraised price.
But on 117 square feet at $53 a square foot, if I'm reading that right, is that the figure you used, James?
Yes.
$53.45. We're only talking about $6,200 difference.
$6,000?
The only reason I bring this up is because of the fact that it'll be an ongoing deal from year to year.
Right.
I don't want to come up here every year and meet with you guys.
Well, I mean, I guess what we could do, I mean, no offense, sir, but we could deny it. You could still appeal by the state tax commission, because the challenge that I would have as one member of this board is the assessor's office has follows a book of guidelines, and it sounds like they followed the book. And
well, if they go in tents, though, and I don't have a problem with tents, because I can convert all these, as probably everybody here can, to tents, but If you look at their sheets, it's even feet.
Right.
It's not in tents.
We break in 5 tenths. If it's 20 foot, it's 20 feet. If it's 30 foot, it's 5 tenths. You're going to 21 foot.
All that I was trying to show is that I'm sure that there's places where it comes to your advantage to, the homeowner's advantage to have that happen. I'm just saying here that it does not.
And so you, okay.
But if.
I guess that's one thing we can decide at the end of this, if we want to do that. I still think that going against the assessor's process is something maybe above where we need to be, and that's where the state tax commission gets involved. I mean, like I said, the process, and I'm not sure we tell so many people this, but I'm not sure we told you this last time, which was, even if we deny it, you can appeal it, and they come down here, hear your case, and they can overrule us, which is not a deal. It's just another meeting.
If it is overturned, and I'll tell you this before the vote, that
right.
I'm not going to press it to the – I mean, that would be
which
ridiculous.
Which is just an application. It's really
but,
not a big
but
deal.
But I guess I'm just trying to state – it would make it much easier for me if the 117 feet could be subtracted.
Is that the only – situation you have on here, if that was
lower. No, I guess the other thing on this house that I would question is the evaluation going up $2,120 in a depressed market. I know Mr. Polson said last time that I couldn't use I forgot the address, but Smith's old house, because that wasn't an arm's length sale. But according to the two real estate people that I talked to, it would be considered an arm's length sale because of the fact that it was two individuals and not related parties that made the deal. I guess the only reason I wanted to use it is that in 2004, it sold for $359,000, and it sold January 1st of this year for $200,000, just to show that Holiday Hills is a depressed more than what the rest of the county was. I guess...
Which sale is that? Do we have some facts on that?
Yes.
Jim, can you go back, Mr. Hughes?
Has that been since the first of the year, though?
It was the 10th of January, so, I mean, I know that I'm pushing the limit there. This is the house at 385 West Rockford, or Woodland Court. It's, if you can, well.
Is this a comparable house to yours, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, that's where the assessor comes in, because he does the comparables. He's got access to the MLS listings, from what I understand, and so I would ask for the comps to be made. And it's a bigger house than ours.
Why did this sell?
Why did it sell? Because you had a buyer and a seller.
Who was the seller, though?
The seller for the first time.
This sale that we're referring to, who was the seller?
When this was sold in 04.
No. Did you say it just sold?
It sold. The bank. 10. Yeah. It was, I think it's the next slide.
The bank sold it to somebody?
Oops. Maybe back one.
So it sold January 10th of 09, correct?
It sold January 10 of 09 for it listed for 214. It sold in February the 27th for 200,000.
Okay, by who was the seller?
Fannie Mae. It's right there. Owner is Fannie Mae.
Oh, that was a repossessed one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not considered an arm's length sale in our.
Well, but it would be an arm's length sale. Because you have two individuals that don't know each other that have, so.
Okay, I mean.
All that I'm using it for is a comparison. Now,
okay.
I didn't bring the paperwork because I don't have it. The house next door to us, who was owned by Carrie and Barb Techmeyer, sold about a month ago, I guess, maybe 3 weeks ago. Dave probably is more up on that than I am. But it listed for 235 and then sold for 225. So it brought 88% of the asking price of the house.
Well, now that's about exactly what yours was appraised at. Would you say that was a comparable house?
Again, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a loaded question, because how do you compare a two-story to a one-story? How do you compare I can't answer that question. I've done this all of my life, and I don't know how to answer that. They've got.
We need to move on. We've got one more house to talk about, and we've got a 9:30 con call.
So, anyway, I guess for this property that I would ask for the vote to be. I would ask that assessed value be rolled back to the $40,550 that it was in 08.
What is that value for appraised ones?
Now, one thing, you did not fill in the purchase price.
What
you
right
paid
now?
For that property?
Oh, what did you pay?
Which property?
You left. Well, the one we're just talking about. There's a on your application for consideration here. There's a place that's asked, what did you pay for it? And when did you buy it?
We bought it in 07, 06.
06? And how much did you pay for it?
For the lot?
Or you built the house on, you bought an empty lot and built the house?
Yes.
What do you figure was your total expense?
The total expense on that house with the lot was $243,000.
$243,000.
$243,260. My wife. We went back and now that's kind of a. Again, it's a bogus number because there were a lot of things that we did ourselves, which labor-wise.
See, here's the problem we face. You've come in and you've got a property that you say cost you $243,000. It's only appraised at $224,000, and you still think that's too high. Yep, it's been appraised at what?
$224,000. No, it's appraised at $241,000.
Hmm?
It's appraised at $241,000, I believe.
$224,000
is the price. $224,000.
Okay.
Is the appraisal property, right?
It's the appraised price. It went up
I guess I'm not questioning that as much as I am why in a depressed market do we have an increase in taxes?
Well, because the assessor has to base comparable sales over the from January 1st of 07 till January 1st of 09, a two-year period, because that's taxes are assessed every odd-numbered year on the January 1st. So he uses comparables for the past 2 years. the market was not depressed until about the last half of 08. So the trend of sales has not dropped down enough to offset the year and a half of good. So, yes, we're running into that all the time. January 1st of 09, now January 1st of 011, when it's reassessed again, all these sales in 09 are going to make a definite difference. But we're charged with January 1st of 09 and using comparable sales for the past 2 years. And the market is not depressed over the last 2 years, except for about the last half.
6 months.
Of 08. And that's where a lot of the problems come in on this. But based on yours, your assessed value went up $2,120, which is about $106 in taxes. But the square footage, again, we're getting down to counting pennies on square footage because everybody measures a house, you know. Nobody will come up with exactly the same figure, you know.
The only thing is that, it'll be an ongoing deal. I guess you're setting a precedent.
Well, I think you will find, if the way we're looking at things, that the next time in 2011, there's going to be a reevaluation of these properties are going to go down. Because what things are selling for now are less than they were a year or two ago. And that then we'll have the new figures of what actual sales were. In the meantime, all we've got to do is go on conjecture. Will this continue this way? Will it do what? We've got to have the so-called evidence. If you, for instance, had come in with a professional appraiser who had gone out there and appraised this place and could bring in that, and we've had some people do this.
I understand that, but they're going to use comps now. They're not going to use, as Dave said, the last 2 years. I understand that. I guess the square footage isn't going to change, and I guess I would ask for a vote on rolling back the property value to the $40,550, which it was before, changing the square footage back to a proper $2,684.
Rolling it back to last year's would make the appraised value approximately $210,000.
Yes.
So it's a matter of about 10 to 12, actually about 212, I think is what.
But I can tell you, if you would, if we deny you, which is not a big deal, if you would go to the State Tax Commission and they change it, it's changed once and for all.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to come back again.
I understand that. And I would imagine, reading the press, that they'll be here shortly.
It could be. But the square footage won't be addressed unless you appeal it, and it's strictly an application. So if the vote is to deny. So can we go to the other property because we're already...
Okay.
7 minutes.
The other property, would be, the address is 391 West Rockford. It would be lot number 4.
Is the argument the same on the measurements?
No. The argument, and that may be one of those deals where it came to my advantage to round, because I guess I'm not complaining that. I did measure the house, and I'm not complaining that. The only thing that I am complaining about, I got to get the room.
Yeah. What do you see the value of this property? What do you say the current appraised price, and what are you asking for? Because that's not filled in the RFP.
The asking price has nothing to do with the selling price. I mean, it's only a beginning point.
What do you think the house is worth?
What do you want us to do?
On this one, I would like to see the land value, just the land value, rolled back
to.
If we can go to that, I did bring the...
The other house, two houses down, was $27,825 on that lot.
Yes.
And this one's at $42,000 on this lot.
And the one on the other side is at $25,000. This is our settlement sheet that we bought the lot in 04. Really didn't start building on the house until December of 04 when we were clearing the lot. If you can scroll down, I don't know if they got all
the lot for about $25,000 or so.
Yes, that was the price that we gave Jenks, Steve, and Margaret Jenks for the lot. The lot on either side is valued at
substantial. This house is smaller than the house we were talking about. This is a 2,000 square foot, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Jim, why would this lot be appraised higher and the other lots right around there seem to be in the mid-20s.
Well, it's not appraised higher than some lots on that block are appraised as high.
I'm going just on the lots next door to me, either side. I think, didn't I write that? Could you see if you can find this one?
Yeah, go up to Jim and give that to him and he'll find it.
Okay, now that's the lot right there that, whoops, you had it.
There we go. The first lot that I wrote in there is lot 3, and it's valued at $27,500. Mine's in lot 4 at $42,250. And the lot next to me on the left is at valued at $25,380. I guess I would like to see that rolled back to a number that would be more in line with the lot on either side of me, or to roll the assessed value back. I guess maybe I'm asking two things here. If that was denied, to roll back the taxes.
Can we verify those figures?
Yes, you can often, Beacon.
Jim, go ahead and go two lots over instead of just one.
Take those lots on each side of it.
No, that's Lathe's lot.
Then go
the next lot
the
back.
Direction. Go all the way over. One more there. Now check that one.
That's our spec house. The lot that I was referring to is the one to the left of that. That's our lot. The one in between those two.
Up
that line. Lot. Can you pull that up? That should have a value of 20.
Are most of those lots in there not built or
27,500,
and right. that has a two-story house on it. That's the one that sold.
Right.
It listed for $335,000. It sold for $325,000, but that was a month ago.
Okay.
Give
How
or take
far one. Is this lot from your lot? That we're talking about.
Oh, we're adjacent to it.
Adjacent to it on both sides.
Adjacent to it?
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that the land value on the lot on BOE number 60014 be lowered to $26,500.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Chuck seconds. To $26,500?
That's right in between the lots on either side. One's at 27 something.
Any further discussion?
25.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Danny?
Opposed.
Jim?
Opposed. Still passes up.
It passes 3-2 to lower that value to 26. In other words, to conform in conformity with the lots on either side.
There you go. And then we'll vote on 0015 when we get a chance. That one still has to be voted on, the other parcel.
The other one, I can see no justification for that.
Can.
I mean, they've gone up the same as everything else. I would move that the other one be denied.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. So 5-0. We defeated that one, but we have lowered the property, the land value on the other one to what your neighbors are.
Okay. I appreciate it.
I would appeal to the State Tax Commission when they're here. I really would.
Okay.
And that would just fix it once and for all. And if they say, great, because that's really going to, that's what I would do.
Do you have any idea when they'll be here?
The appeal process is... You'll get something mailed about the appeal process.
Okay.
You'll get something in mailed to you anyway on both of these.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank
the problem,
you.
Problem we have with that, George, is we have to go on consistency, and the assessor's office uses that round-off figure, you know, consistently on every house in the county, and for us to change and say, well, your house, we're going to go by inches.
Oh, I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, it in all honesty, if I wouldn't have had the increase in the taxes, I wouldn't have even come.
Right.
But I'm sure everybody else is in the same boat. And probably all of you are owners that property.
It all went up, too.
Taxes, too. But I apologize for anything that I've said.
Most of ours went up more than yours, Chuck.
You're fine. You're fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's make that phone call.
Okay, this is a call now to James Hughes at
06345.
This, before we make the call, may I ask Jim a question on this? Jim, is this in the Woodlands condo, is this the one on Fall Creek Road?
Yes.
Is there a particular reason why that he could have bought this late last year, in the fall of 08, at $80,000, and now the property value is listed as $116,000?
Yes, he bought it from Beneficial Mortgage Company of Missouri Incorporated.
In other words, he bought a distressed
deal from a mortgage company.
Okay.
There is an appraisal for $85,500.
What is that?
It's in our file here. Bozarth appraisals, effective as of September 16th, 2008.
What number is that?
060345.
He bought it for 80, but it appraised for more than that.
And what do we have it on the books for?
116.
He bought it at 80, and the appraisal says 85, so the appraisal's higher than what he paid for it, too.
Yeah, but he's filling it.
Hello. Hello, is this Mr. Hughes?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
This is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling regarding your application for hearing. You are being recorded and you are live on the internet. Now you have your board members here, sir, and we're showing that your appraised value is $116,328. And our chairman, Mr. Rose, will take over. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Hughes. Would you listen? Now, you've presented quite a bit of material here. What are you basing, what are you asking for as far as an appraised value? And what is it based on? You've had it appraised before you bought it, is that it?
Right, it's appraised for $85,500 and I bought it for $80,000.
Now, this Bozarth Appraisers, is that one, Jim, that you use normally?
Isn't that? I've heard of them.
Okay. At the time, were you told what the taxes were on this property?
Before it closed, U.S. Bank and had gave me a pretty good estimate, which would come right at about $4,802. Based on what I was purchasing
the
property for.
What? Is there any other thing that we're looking through this material? We're looking also at
like
the sales of things here on Cottonwood.
No.
Are you on Cottonwood Trail or Woodland?
It's Cottonwood. It's Building 13.
Cottonwood Building 13.
I want the appraisal prepared for the appraisal is not high for the appraisal.
I don't see any directly in that particular building. It's all around you, and they seem to be going for as low as $80,000, but as high as $140,000. What would make that much difference in there?
This building across from me on May 15th, one exactly like mine, sold for $71,000. There's another one that's on a listing through the real estate. It's been listed for 4 years, and they're trying to get 109, and they can't even get a looker.
Okay. Do any of you have any questions on the board?
No.
Where did he get his information on the 71? It didn't show on here. Where's he getting that?
It was after the first year.
It was after the first?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, technically, technically we can't use that 71,000 because it, after January 1st, and we have to evaluate property as of January 1st this year by state mandate. But it's nice to know that this is what's happening out there.
Okay. One question I have, and you furnished a lot of information here, Mr. Hughes. Why didn't you furnish the actual appraisal? Why haven't you furnished the actual appraisal instead of pulling portions of Cooper appraisal and this appraisal together and just giving the bottom line? I was wanting to see the comparables that they used in your appraisal, and I'm noticing that out of all this information that said there's nothing here out of the appraisal that you furnished the first page of.
My appraisal, U.S. Bank, when I went through this, did it, and it was 85.5. And what they're telling me is appreciated a bunch since I bought. The other property just barely got 71.
But is Chris Cooper part of this appraisal group?
No. Chris Cooper, I just pulled that up on the internet.
Okay.
And I was kind of looking at their evaluation.
This letter.
How they run, you know.
You got to talk real loud.
It looks to me like they're severely down.
So this letter's signed.
Going on around here.
Yes, this letter signed by Lisa Veith from Bozarth Appraisals. It's included within Cooper's materials. It says the attached report contains the description, analysis, and supportive data for the conclusions, final opinion of value, descriptive photographs, limiting conditions, and appropriate certifications. You haven't enclosed any of that. Do you know what the limiting conditions were of that appraisal?
I know I just sent you the top piece that just has the price list. I have all that information. I could fax it to you at a later time.
Okay. Well, we could sure use it if you could.
Okay. In other words, this you could fax us, in other words, that full appraisal rather than just a cover sheet.
Right. I got the full appraisal.
You need the fax number, sir?
What is the fax number?
417.
546.
2519.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've got that on the other paper she sent me. I'm kind of at work. It might take me a day or so to get it to you.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
But now we're not going to act on this until we can look, see what that is, because this is not enough information. It's just a statement. It's not an appraisal that we can use as evidence. So we'll look forward to getting that as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll be in touch with you later, but we want to see this first.
All right.
Thank you.
Send it as fast as I can.
Thank you very much.
We're just going to table. I'm on a table. We don't have to move to table, but we can just wait for a decision on that. Yeah.
I think it should be. If he's got the information, he's willing to send it, let's look at it.
It may be an honest mistake, and he doesn't want to fax over 25 pages. There may be something in there that they may say it's a distressed market, all their comps are all high or something. It could be anything. So,
shall we just table? Motion to table this till.
Yeah, motion to table until we get the rest of his appraisal faxed to us.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 This Cooper appraisal is just a Cooper filler. He puts a monthly out or a quarterly.
Right.
Bozarth is out of Kimberling City, though, isn't he?
Yes.
Is it Dick Bozarth?
Yeah. But the Cooper, that's strictly a thing he does.
The informational letter
about the market. And you can go by that. I mean, it's the market trend and how houses are selling, what price ranges and all that. He has some really involved, deep information. That's excellent. But it doesn't deal with this specific, you know.
Do we have a 10 o'clock?
Yes, you do. It's Matthew.
It's a phone.
Okay. Which one's canceled? I guess I didn't hear all that.
Number 347.
Sudley is canceled.
Okay.
Lloyd Wallace. Dickey.
Lloyd Wallace.
30, James Dickey.
James Dickey, okay.
And Lloyd Wallace. Those are
the
three canceled.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is one for Matthew Residue.
David, you said this Cooper thing you were talking about, that property wasn't involved in that. That was a general plan.
Yeah, it was either a monthly or a quarterly or something letter. It's on the opinion of market value in the Dry Lakes area. It's some excellent information, but it, you know, this was not directed to that property. It's just,
well, this just seems to be one.
It's on the internet. He pulled it up
the
internet.
The letter starts per your request. Who requested it?
I didn't notice that.
At the very top of the letter.
This is Matt speaking.
Hi, Matt. This is Donna Neely with the Tannen County Board of Equalization.
Oh, hi, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm good. We're calling about your assessed appraised valuation.
For condo in Emerald Bay.
That's my toll, guys.
That's correct. We're over at Emerald Bay Yacht Club.
Okay, you're at about $147,000 appraised value.
Let's see.
124. No, plus 22.
Yeah.
146.
Okay, I was looking at the Tannen County notice of change in assessed value. Uh-huh. I was looking at the date on that. Yeah, Ms. Neely, our biggest problem, or I shouldn't say our problem, but mistake we made is on March 31st.
Matt, sorry. Hold on just one second. I'm just the secretary for the board.
I apologize.
That's fine. I just want to let you know that you are being recorded and that you are live on the internet.
It's like it's a question.
And our chairperson, Mr. Rose, will take over. Thank you.
Okay.
Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Mr. Rose.
Now, is this a... Is this a condo?
This is a condo, that's correct, sir.
Is it a residence or is it a commercial? Not a rental?
It's a residence, and the building that we're in, within our covenants, we're not allowed to rent. So it's strictly residential, building 6A. We're in 6A.
Do you rent it out?
Emerald Bay Yacht Club.
Do you rent it out? I know they don't allow it, but do you rent it out?
No, sir, we don't.
You never rent it out? Okay, that's
no, we never have.
Are there any more questions? Or?
In other words, is this just an error in the classification?
Well, yes, sir. And you guys sent us a letter out on March 31st, and we just somehow the letter got lost. And I found it, and I think that would have completely cleared this all up if we would have sent it in.
Does the assessor have
Matthew,
any?
Matthew, that's fine. We just had a formality bring it in front of the board. I'd make a recommendation to this board to move this valued residential.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You'll be notified officially in mail, but it will be changed.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it again. Have a good day.
Bye. I'll make a motion to change the classification of BOE 060347 to residential.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
5-0. Residential.
My impression is his opinion of market value is $44,000.
He used assessed, Dave.
Well, that's still a lot higher than what. Oh.
It's about the same.
Okay, yeah. No, it's 39.
I think it's 44,200. 39 plus the 4,000 above it.
It's 43. So that's his opinion, is just what it is.
Yeah. He says the value.
Can we ask for a recess, sir, till 10:15? That took only 1 minute.
So ordered. Yay. He's like a kid getting out of school for real.